السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. On the day of Arba'een, we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions. And so while in the auspicious precincts of Arba'een, we think about all the difficulties and hardships that we face, the trials and tribulations in our daily lives. Who do we turn to in the face of these calamities? Who do we turn to find the cure and healing of the ailments of this world? Who do we turn to in these most dire of times that we live in? Who can we turn to save us from the pits of falsehood? Well, on this event of Arba'een, we remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey, which started in the city of Medina, the city of the Messenger of Allah, and then continued towards the city of Allah, the city of Mecca, in order to prevent the shedding of his pure blood upon the lands of Mecca. Imam Hussein alayhi salam left the city of Mecca and went towards the city of Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which were written to him inviting him to the city of Kufa. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions were prevented from going to the city of Kufa and were laid siege upon in the lands of Karbala. While still in the city of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited a beautiful dua, a dua by the name of Dua Arafah, which he recited on the day of Arafah and upon the plains of Arafah. The answers to our questions can be found in its excerpts. O Allah, surely you answer the distressed. And O Allah, surely you remove the evil. And O Allah, surely you aid the anguished. And O Allah, surely you cure the afflicted. And O Allah, surely you enrich the poor. And O Allah, surely you set the broken. And O Allah, surely you have mercy on the young. And O Allah, surely you help the old. And O Allah, surely there is none that can help against you. And O Allah, surely there is none more powerful than you. And O Allah, surely you are the most exalted, the all great. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.